Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 11th of August 2025. I want to talk today about why I think you should take a morning walk before you start work every day. And this is actually a productivity thing. In fact, it might just not be a morning walk, it might be multiple walks. Let me explain. So I've always been an early worker. I don't think I was as a teenager. I remember going to bed late and getting up late because all teenagers do that. But then at the age of, how old was I? I was about 22. I got a job, my first job in radio. And for 10 years, I worked in radio. Most of those 10 years, I was on The Breakfast Show. So to be on The Breakfast Show, which starts at 6 in the morning, you get up at 4 in the morning, and you're doing a lot of frenzied amount of work at sort of 4:30 in the morning. So that stuck with me. And when I left radio in 2005, started my first business, I actually carried on getting up, not quite at 4, because that's evil, but at 5 in the morning. And I used to do 90 minutes of solid working on the business between 5 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. That habit actually stayed with me till lockdown, till 2020. I lost the habit because of lockdown, and I never really got back into it. And also, I'm old now, you know, and getting up at 5 a.m. is hard. But I do. The last year, I have been getting up at 6 a.m. and just knocking out an hour's worth of work. It's amazing how much you can get done at 6 in the morning when no one's expecting a reply from you for your tickets on Teams or your email. Your family don't really expect you to be, you know, human at 6 in the morning before coffee. So you can get some work done there. But just the last few weeks, I've tweaked that routine where I'm still getting up early and doing my chunk of work. But then once I've done like the school run and all of that kind of stuff, I then go for a walk. Even if it's raining, I'll go for a walk. And it only has to be a 10-15 minute walk. But what I'm finding is I'm coming back and throwing myself into work with an enthusiasm that I haven't felt for years. And don't get me wrong, I love my work, right? I work very hard. I love what we do. I love what we do for you. I love your successes. I love our successes. I'm very driven. I love all of this. I can't imagine not doing this. But I'm also human, right? And I am 51 now. And I have days where I perhaps have less enthusiasm than I would like to have. And often that's because I'm sitting down a lot, I'm typing a lot. It's a, you know, I know I do a totally different thing to you, but my work profile is very similar to yours. It's sitting down, typing a lot, doing lots of calls and videos and all of that kind of stuff. And actually what I'm finding is a 10 to 15 minute walk is changing everything. So my new routine now is I get up at 6 a.m, I do an hour's worth of work. At 7, I get ready for the day and do all of that stuff, take my child to school, and I'm normally back at my desk by about 8:45. And that 15 minutes before the madness starts, I am now going for a morning walk. And then during the day, I'm going for other 15 minute walks. Now, not only is this going to help me live longer, woohoo, but also my brain is feeling the benefits so much more. I'm throwing myself back into work, and anytime I find myself just thinking, oh, my back, or oh, I'll have another coffee, actually I'm going out for a 15-minute walk. Do you know what? I suspect that's going to be hard to keep going in the winter, but right now in the summer, even when it's raining, it's a fun thing to do, and it is improving my productivity. So, challenge to you, could you do 2 or 3 15-minute walks? Could you start your day with a 15-minute walk and add in 2 or 3 throughout the day? If you do try this, will you let me know if that has changed your life, your productivity in any way? You could put something in the Members Only Facebook group, or you could just email me, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Right, a couple of things to tell you about. Yesterday was the 10th of August. We release new content for September every 10th. The 10th of every month, we release new content. That's there right now in the portal, so please do go and get your content for September. A reminder also that I do a drop-in marketing clinic every week. It's most Tuesdays and Thursdays. This week, it's just tomorrow. It's just going to be Tuesday the 12th, because on Thursday, we have our Munch and Learn. So this is something I do once a month, and it's like a lunch and learn, but I do it 3 times throughout the day so that most of our members in most time zones can access that live, although it's also recorded as well. The subject this Thursday is how to avoid ghosting from prospects. You know, when you send out a proposal and then you hear nothing, is how to avoid that. So that's what we're going to be talking about on Thursday. All of this is in the portal. You can get your new content in the portal on the content page. You can go into support and find the drop-in marketing clinic. And also, I think it's under support as well. You can go in and you can find the details of the Munch and Learn this Thursday. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.